Coming up with Bear Podcast.
12 best toys to buy Mr. Naughty.
Using hookup apps in Qatar.
United States Postal Service will email you images of what's in your mailbox.
And circumcision ambulances exist.
All these and more coming up next. Bear Podcast, 594. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip cars against humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nar.
And I am Ray.
Episode 594, December 7th, Monday, 2015.
That's right. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. The world changed forever 74 years ago Monday as the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor plunged the United States into World War II, a conflict that would change the course of human dignity and freedom, President Obama said, declaring National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. More than 2,400 precious lives and much of the Pacific Fleet were lost on December 7, 1941, Obama said. Yet the ensuing unification of our people proved mightier than the attack aimed to weaken us. So for all our veterans that served and survived World War II, not that I think we got any that listened to us, thank you very much.
Thank you for your service.
Because most of y'all are in your late 70s and 80s now. So how many of those listen to podcasts?
Probably they're in their 90s if this was 74 years ago. They're probably in their 90s.
Not necessarily. They're in
they cannot be in their 80s. Because
yes, they can, because Robbie's dad in his 80s. He went in when he was 17.
But Pearl Harbor happened, the attack was 74 years ago.
Yes, and a lot of them went in
at 10 years old.
A lot of them went in at 15 and 16 years old. They were able to sign up early.
Okay. So 74 plus 15.
Or actually 17, sorry. They were able to go 17? In at 17 at the parent sign form.
Yeah. Wow, that's really young.
Yep.
Oh, anyway, so let's do some... we can update. We did the tree. We have the tree. Yep. it's probably we'll turn around the camera at some point there. But anyway, Ryan helped out on that one, so thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, I think he enjoyed that. He hadn't got to do that since he's been in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he enjoyed doing it while he was on his tablet. On his tablet and putting decorations.
Yeah.
Same time. Okay, so there's some weekend updates. Yeah, we did the tree, and then I went to the Asians and Friends party last Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. And they served barbecue. They're almost gone though, so we had that, and then we had the what do you call this? The gift exchange. Well, you know, it's the usual gift exchange that you do, and
it's a white elephant gift exchange.
It's a white elephant gift exchange. So what I did get though is a bottle of wine. I stole that one.
Did you steal?
Oh, there was a butt plug.
Did you steal the butt plug?
No, I did not steal the butt plug. I was very much tempted, but I did not. But I saw it, and then the guy who got it, who stole it. Somebody got it, and then the same guy who got it, somebody else stole it from him. And then that guy stole my
butt plug?
No, I don't have a butt plug. My wine. I have a bottle of wine. Which I got from the tree.
So if you finish the bottle of wine, the butt plug will go in much easier.
That's right. Use the Merlot as a
lubrication.
And then so somebody stole from me. I instead stole somebody who had two bottles of wine. Uh-huh. So I think I got a better deal.
Was it Ripley and Mad Dog?
No, they're Mad Dog. They're Cabernet Sauvignons. Are they
in a box?
No, they're not in a box, no. That'd be so tacky. Wouldn't it be tacky if there's somebody giving out on a gift exchange, white elephant gift exchanges with a box of wine? Ray, you're from the South. Did you do that a lot?
Well, you know, if it was a straight party, the white girls would be all for it.
Oh, really? I wouldn't know.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. So anyway, so what about you, Ray? What have you been up to?
I did the Christmas tree with you, and that's it.
Same thing that we did, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't even have a weekend anymore. It's pretty much the same thing Nard does because I live here now. So
yeah. And there's a lot of things that we still need to do, like a little bit more decorating. I don't have much decoration here at home, but
and he won't let me do it for him. So
Why not? You can do it. Do you want to do it? There's a lot of
there'd be like a tree in every room.
No, not that kind. No, no, no. Just there'd one tree. Stuff. One lights, tree, that's crazy.
The house will be all lit up with lights.
Nope, nope, nope.
But he will not give me the credit card. Let me go to the store.
No. No. I hope they, we are our limits. We don't have that much money. So is we do need a tree topper there. We have to put it.
You always want something top, don't you?
I want something top over there.
So I'll just get a giant butt plug and put up there and you can ride the Christmas tree.
Anyway, so what else happened? So what are you planning next week? Do we need to talk about this now? Because it's something we're going to talk about next week.
That's what I want to talk about. I was waiting for you to finish up with your weekend updates.
Okay.
So but I can talk about it.
You usually talk about it if you're going to talk about it. You usually don't talk about it if we're... We usually do not talk about something that we're going to talk about next week. Next week, we're going to talk about this. Why not now?
Well, because I want some input before we talk about it.
Oh, okay. Like, so you do have questions.
I would like some audience participation.
Okay.
From our listeners. Oh, okay. I know that it's the holiday season and you're busy, but we'd like some input on this.
Six more episodes to the last episode.
That's
to
right.
Six more to the
so know, show. We're trying to get some input here. So next week, I want to talk about slut shaming. Below, we're going to post the link on the show notes that was got posted on the Gay Geek Bazaar page, and it's talking about psychotherapist Matthew Dempsey wants you to stop slut shaming and explore your inner freak. So, with this being said, we're going to paste the links in the show notes. It's on the Gay Geek and Bazaar Facebook page. If you're not and joined that, go find Gay Geek Bazaar on Facebook. You look at mine and Major's profiles. You can link through it to there too, I think. If you have time before Monday, December the 14th at 6 o'clock. Please read the article and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327 or email us at show@bearpodcast. We would like to get love.com. We'd love to get your responses back while we talk about slut shaming.
Slut shaming.
Because we kind of talked about this some during the prep thing about people slamming, slut shaming people because they were on prep and stuff. So, and I think it's a much broader topic than what we need. So anyway. On to our real topic for tonight, which is for sluts out there.
Wow.
Did you make Santa's naughty list? Here are the 12 best toys to buy Mr. Naughty this Christmas. Maynard, what's number one?
Number one is for those who are comic book nerds, and it's the Hulk vibrating anal throbber. Whoa. Okay, so 50% off shipping.
Yeah, so anyway. For the comic book nerd in your life who's looking to take anal play a bit further, this throbber is akin to the giant Super Bowl ravaging your asshole. He'll imagine the Hulk saying, just the tip, as the 6 total inches enter him by force. But it's the 2.5-inch width that will really test his limits.
Oh, that's pretty big. It's like, it's big.
Yeah. Speaking of big, number two. For that power bottom who always says it's not big enough.
Oh, my God.
The Tiger Tyson Replicock. It's 10 inches.
Wow, really?
Yes. Last year, my boyfriend, not me, this is from the article. My boyfriend made a list of 5 sleds we can fuck if they were the opportunity with no repercussions. But deep down, I know that I'd actually be super jealous if it ever happened. This dildo, molded from porn star Tiger Tyson's uncut monster cock, can help at least take that edge off. Ease this 10-inch bad boy into your man ass and make him feel like he's fucking a porn legend when he's really you behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And this we've had on the show before.
Yeah. Okay, this is intriguing because it actually masturbates you. For your boyfriend that always wants a blow job, but you're too tired, it's the auto blow too. We talked about it a few episodes ago. So Black Friday coupon. There's a Black
Don't
Friday
read the coupons. Read the article.
There's a coupon. You should order it.
Well, they can get that through the link.
Okay, these are all dildos. Good God. When you're not feeling quite in the mood to drop your knees and go to town, this handy guy can take over for you. Add a couple of drops of lube and this fleshlight on steroids becomes a certified on-demand blowjob machine, leaving your man satisfied while you can lay back and recover from all that holiday stress. Yeah, it's one of those that it's a fleshlight, but then there are these beads inside that mechanically, you know, jocks
you off. It's the auto blow too, and it's rechargeable. So
USB? Yeah. I don't think it's USB.
No, it's not USB. Number four, for your husband that gets stressed during the holidays, Now it'll take have a whole new meaning when you tell him to go fuck himself. And if you're feeling nice, what better bonding experience than the afternoon spent getting him hard and making a replica of his
body? That is brilliant. You know, you mold your dick with this dildo kit, and then after it dries up and everything, you're all prepared and everything, then it's dry and you becomes a dildo that you made by yourself so you can go fuck yourself.
Or when your boyfriend's not around, you can fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's him inside you.
That's right. Okay. No, it's you. It's you inside you. You
go no.
Oh, that's right. If you replicate somebody else.
Yeah. So like your husband, we could mold him one weekend when he's here, and then you'd have him. So when he says go fuck yourself, you could.
Yeah. Well, if I fuck myself, if I mold it myself,
self, yes.
And it's my own dick, and then I mold it,
but
and then I
like fuck incest. And I'm the one from the south. Nasty bitch. Okay.
For your friend who says he's verse, but he's actually a bottom. What is this? Both ways bend?
Yeah.
How does this work? Need a little something something for that versatile guy in your life. This bad boy will help anyone come upon a midnight clear. God, this is so bad. He says he's more of a top, but we all know this year's New Year's resolution. It will be getting all 18 inches inside.
Yes. So this basically has a penis and an asshole attached to it, so you can do either side. It's versatile.
Oh, okay.
For size queens with control issues, 10-inch function vibrating anal wand. What if you could wave a wand and have full 9 inches whenever you wanted? If your ears perked up, this is for you. For the controlling types, this shaft also bends and flexes in any direction for maximum comfort and control. Bonus beads provide extra excitement as you try to see how many you can take. Full control and the biggest wand on the market.
So it's like, it's a long dildo. It doesn't look thick, but it is. It's almost like a Benoit ball, a set of Benoit balls, yeah. But it's actually a dildo with ridges.
This is better use than those Christmas beads you were trying to ram up your butt yesterday. It was for the tree.
Oh, I thought it was Ryan trying to put it in his butt. Okay, so for your straight friend who doesn't know where the G-spot is. Oh, this is for men. So it's LARC, prostate massager. So if you aren't taking advantage of the insane pleasure you can get from the male G-spot, you're missing out. This guy is perfectly shaped to send vibrations directly to your hotspot for the most hotspot. Wi-Fi hotspot? The most explosive orgasms ever. With a little dab of lube, the smooth silicone slides inside any butt virgin. A perfectly angled shaft ensures stimulation is always where you need it. Trust. A few minutes in, and you'll never question sticking something in your butt again. Wow, interesting. Mm-hmm.
For your friend who really brags about his big dick, but it's actually not. Vibrating extension sleeve. Got an insatiable bottom to keep happy at home? Yeah. It will be the most wonderful time all year round when you slip this on, which gives an extra 2 inches to your cock's length. And with the added bullet slot, make sure you'll both be getting something extra out of the deal.
Wait. You put your dick in this, and then yes. It gives you 8 more inches.
Well, it adds 2 more inches to it. So it actually gives me 10. And it's got a little magic bullet that vibrates. So.
Right. Okay. Right. 10 inches ring. Okay. For the practical man in your life, cheeky boy. It's look like it's another dildo that looks like a.
This is an anal stimulator.
It's an anal stimulator. A prostate stimulator and anal beads found themselves under a mistletoe, and the rest is history. God, these. It's just bad jokes. This combination tool vibrates to give you an insatiable sensation on both your prostate and taint. Oh, it's your taint too. And to boot, you get the bonus pleasure you'd get with anal beads.
Nice. Wow. Number 10, for your friend that needs something in his ass 24/7, and we all know girls like this. Colt really? Waterproof anal tea. Next time you and yours decide to cozy up for a steamy two-personal shower, get in a little dirty before you clean each other up. This waterproof 5-inch anal toy will send shivers up your man's spine, no matter how hot the water is.
So it's got buttons on it, too.
Yeah, it's basically a vibrator.
It's a vibrator, but it's got...
It's waterproof, and it's got five different settings.
It's got wires. What the fuck? It's got a wire on it. Should you go shower with something with a wire?
Well, it's
should be wireless.
It's waterproof.
I wouldn't buy that. Anyway, for your friend who has a big mouth. Mighty mouth. What to do when you're alone and you need the mouth to stick your dick in? But there are no mouths around. In many ways, this sucker is better than your average blowjob. It has 30 different functions, plus there's a suction cup to the base so you can get off completely hands-free. So what do you do with this? You put it in place and you fuck it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, like the article we did about the mom finding the...
Oh, yeah, it does look like that. The flashlight that's stuck to the wall.
Yeah. And for everyone's favorite jet setter, Fleshlight Flight. With the holidays comes a lot of traveling, which can make it a little harder for a decently get off. This compact version of the Fleshlight is perfect for rescuing you from holiday woes. It's just 8 inches long, so it'll easy tuck in your carry-on. But maybe don't try to join the Mile High Solo Club with this one. Some things are better left for when you land. So it's just a smaller version of the Fleshlight.
Why? Some things are better left for when you land. Because it's silicone or something? It might explode if you use it.
Well, no. I mean, if you get your bag searched, I'm sure they're going to pull that out and want to know what it is.
Yeah.
And if it's got stuff oozing out of it and it's all slimy, then it might be a biohazard. So, anyway, so those are 12 ideas for your Christmas list. And Maynard and I would take any of these lists off so you can buy them for the show and send us to them. And we will try them out on Maynard.
Either these are things that are getting fucked or used to fuck yourself.
That's right.
Okay, interesting.
So, and but it's like it's a lot of things there for both bottoms and tops.
And I like that, the other one, that either you're a bottom or you're a top.
That's right. You can be either one.
You can fuck it or you can stick it in your ass.
So if you're versatile, you can do both.
Okay.
Okay, our entertainment this week. Game of Thrones Season 6 trailer released.
I haven't seen it yet.
The trailer features the voice of Three-Eyed Raven, presumably speaking to Bronn Stark. We see images of Jon Snow. Oh, Jon Snow.
Ah, Jon Snow.
And many of the past deaths from the first five seasons.
He dead.
Bryan caps the teaser off with the line, "They have no idea what's going to happen." That's a line that can be taken as pretty much metatextual way as the series prepared to go where no book reader has gone before. Because, you know, this season is off book. What's his name has not finished the books yet, so they're going.
They're winging it.
They're winging it.
They're winging it.
So don't forget to read the slut shaming article and send us in your comments or thoughts on that, and we will put them on the show and talk about it next week.
It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, the gay this week is my experience using hookup apps in Qatar.
Or they say Cutter.
Cutter.
I think they say Cutter.
Okay, where gay sex is punishable by death. Now, this is a pretty long article, so...
We're not going to read all of it.
We're not going to read all of it. I've cut it down to like maybe three or four paragraphs of the highlights. Please go read the whole article because it's quite interesting. But I thought it was interesting to talk about, since a lot of us that listen to the show maybe don't experience sex outside of the United States and what life is like. So, I was in Doha, the capital of Qatar, with bits of 4 days to spare in an empty hotel room with the promise of a constant supply of clean sheets and towels, so I figured I'd go check out the hookup sites and apps to see what's up. I travel a lot, and in addition to talking to bookstore clerks about who the big local writers are, seeing what is the latest architecture looks like, and trying out new boozes, talking and having sex with the locals is one thing I like most about travel. I looked into laws about such things, I always do before traveling to a new place. In Qatar, the maximum penalty for same-sex sexual activity or any extramarital monkey business between anywhere is death. I could see how that could put a damper on the hookup scene. I should point out that I was not subject to the death penalty. As far as Qatar is concerned, I am lost anyway, soul-wise. I just get put in prison, maybe tortured, I'm guessing raped, and then deported. But if you're Muslim, the law says death, or at least imprisonment and 100 lashes. And those guys popping up on my screen with their endearing displayed body parts all look pretty Muslim.
So you're saying the mere fact that these people are coming up on their dating apps, like Grindr.
So he's in a Muslim country.
Yeah.
And Muslim people are coming up on his app.
Yeah, I'm sure there are no faces.
Well, let's read the article. There are many different sorts that we might call sexual misms in the world.
Miasmas.
Miasma. Oh, is that how you say it? Miasmas in the world. There's their confident cruising of the catching someone's eye on a street and at a time and a place where catching someone's eye is playful instead of dangerous. Or the pressurized pickup in a club or at a party where the whole reason to be there is to find someone not so at least try is basically failure. Miasma. And there's no desperation of that same club or party as the crowd starts to dwindle and you got no one on the line. There are more extreme miasmas like window shopping at a bathhouse, the mashup of a group thing, or what I assume is basically RPG approach takes over you in prison. I'm not happy and healthy gay for all, but it's not being thrown off tall buildings either, and it's not the way I'd gotten used to thinking about life in the religious Islamic world. The news gives us Trumps and disasters everyday life by definition isn't news, but for what it's worth, everyday life for a man fucking man in Quadar, citizen and guest worker alike, seems to be undramatic, unfrightening, operating on pretty much the same principles as it does anywhere else in the world with the internet connections and selfies. So basically he talks about that while he was there, he was able to hook up online with the apps. He said that the guys were a little bit more about sending face pics because the government has gone on these apps before mm-hmm. and targeted people.
Yeah.
So he said they were a little skirmish about that. So you got a lot of torsos and different body parts. And stuff. Sure.
So you open it in your app. Sure. Belly, 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 butt.
Yeah, something like that. But so it was a great article, so I suggest you go read it and let us know what you think about it. I know we've talked to a couple people that were gay in the Arabic world, and I'm trying to remember the guy's name that was a worker. Was he in Jordan? Because I remember him having him on the show, and he was talking about
somebody in Jordan.
Yes, after a certain time, they all crossed the border to go somewhere else so they could party because
they can't do it there in Jordan.
They couldn't do it there or something. Well, I can't remember where it was, but I remember we talked to somebody maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, many years ago. Yeah, that's right. So I think it's my friend Mario, I think.
Mario. So, yeah. Super Mario. So if any of y'all are Muslim or Islamic or in a different country.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What is it like there? I mean, I know Turkey's mostly Muslim, but everybody seems to hook up there every time.
Yeah. I have friends who are, you know, Middle Eastern, and they would go to Turkey because it's easier there to be gay, and they're pretty open there. People who are from Iran or from Jordan or wherever there in the Middle East, they just, they would prefer to meet people in Turkey or, travel to Turkey just to, because they can be, I guess it's more liberal there, although some people, let's just say, you know, some people who actually prefer to go to people who are in Iran who had to go to leave that country just to meet their family in Turkey because they're gay. They cannot go around there. They cannot they cannot live there in Iran because they'll die.
Yeah. After the Iraqi war, there are numerous people that came to the U.S. because they assisted our government and they were gay. So they had a double whammy flag on their back, target on their back. So they moved over here to get away from the persecution.
Anyway, so that's, it's really sad that people cannot just, you know, okay, tell me the truth, guys. You have a dating app on your phone or something, or a Growler. When you open it up, you don't like to see no face. I mean, no face, no chat.
Yeah.
You have that a lot. I see that a lot. I myself don't talk to people online who I don't see, do not see their faces. I don't entertain. Even they unlock their pictures all of a sudden. Private pictures unlocked. But then still you don't care. I mean, because there are no faces. You know. I guess over there in Qatar, it's all bellies. You just have to trust it, or you just have to, I don't know, you just have to take your chances.
Take your chances. Or meet up in a public place somewhere.
Yeah.
At a coffee shop.
Get to know people already.
But it's an interesting article. And if anybody else has lived in the Middle East and been gay and lived and can tell us a little bit more, write in and tell us about it, or call us up and leave us a voice message on the show.
Yeah, let us know. Okay, let's go to the geek. This is something that affects many of us because it's, you know, it's the holidays and we're getting stuff in our mail. The USPS will email you images of what's in your mailbox. So we've all done it. Take a few minutes to walk walk to your mailbox and only to discover that it's empty. It's either empty or filled with junk mail that immediately goes in the trash. The U.S. Postal Service is testing a new tool that will save you a trip if there's nothing interesting to be found. The feature is called Informed Delivery. I guess, how do they? I guess it's only for residentials. Again. And it sends up to 10 images a day of what's in your physical mailbox to your email inbox. What happens if you're receiving more than 10 pieces of mail? Not to worry. Everything you can expect each day can be viewed via the service's web dashboard. Wow, USPS is getting high-tech now. While Informed Delivery is free to use, it's only available to residential customers in North Virginia, New York City, and Connecticut, with further expansion being considered for 2016. In fact, the USPS says it has been testing the service in Virginia since 2014. So
it sounds like to me is the mail is running through the machines and the machines are sorting it. It's taking images so it can help either do handwritten letters or stuff. So it can probably capture what's going out for delivery that day and they can track it through the system.
So if they have a picture of it, that'd be good. And if they
want, I don't want this because I don't want them to have my email address because eventually they'll start charging you for this.
Yeah, well, if you go more than 10, I guess. More than 10. If you go more
than 10. Then they'll start selling your email address to
magazines. No, USPS Canada. They're not a private company. USPS is the government. Well, they have the information anyway.
Where do you think
the
companies get their mailing list from?
Companies. This is not a company. This is a government. USPS.
But where do you think the companies get their mailing list from? They buy them from the United States Postal Service.
No, they get it from private companies who collect them. Who collect them through public information. They don't sell it. They just get it. Public information is always obtained by
companies. To the United States Postal Service website and put in names and stuff, and it pulls up addresses.
But you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it.
But you didn't buy it.
I'm sure there's a service where people can subscribe to look up stuff, and they're going and pulling that information also. Anyway.
So anyway,
it's all a conspiracy.
Are you guys concerned about this? Well, for one thing, they already know what mail is going to you anyway. So having a picture is just one step further. What advantage to you? Would it be advantage if you know?
There would be no advantages to me.
But what if you? Okay, so would you go to your mailbox?
Unless I lived in a high risk neighborhood, and my mail kept getting stolen, then I could prove that it got stolen.
Because it's not. It's you have the pictures online, but in the dashboard.
Yeah.
But then you don't see it in your mailbox.
I don't see it in my mailbox, which most people don't get checks in the mail anymore, so that's not a big deal. It's all direct deposit, but still.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, speaking of mailboxes, did you ever notice that whenever you open your mailbox, how big is a mailbox? It's about a square this big. I mean, how
many? Like 12 by 2. About like 8 by 8.
8 by 8 or 12, even bigger. It's like this. Well, the residential ones.
Most of them are not that big. I mean, they're just like this big.
Okay. But isn't it that you can lay a magazine flat?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe your mailbox is here, but most mailboxes are small, so everything has to be rolled up and put in there.
Okay. So how about the residential ones that are big, this big? You know, that you can put in a magazine or a publication or whatever, an envelope that you don't have to fold.
How many magazines do you get in the mail?
No, that's not the point. That's the point if it's a magazine or not. What I'm saying, if it's an envelope, why do they always fold it and put it inside?
Because it's easier to put it in the mailbox. Are they might go through and does a rubber band come around it?
No.
Well, sometimes they might.
Just stuff it in there flat. You save more space. At the same time,
well, they might go through the neighborhoods. I don't know. Maybe the mailman pre-sorts the stuff and puts rubber bands about it, so it wraps it up.
I just don't get it.
It's faster to put it in the mailboxes.
If your mail is,
I don't understand why people even use regular mail anymore. I mean, you can get everything online now, so there's really no waste in print and tearing down trees and printing all this crap out. 90% of the stuff I get goes in the trash.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, me too.
Because I don't. It's like, okay, I've already said I didn't want these, and y'all still sending them to me. So,
I do rip them apart though, or shred them, because except for, you know, if it says my name or current resident. Mm-hmm. It's just that. Ah, that goes to the mail. Yeah, and you go to the trash. Okay, Ray. So this is a bizarre story that you got about a vehicle.
Yes. Someone stole a circumcision ambulance.
Must be Jewish.
Also turns out circumcision ambulances exist. Why? Why does this medieval torture still exist?
I don't know why.
This is it from the UK. On Wednesday, a circumcision ambulance was stolen in London in a violent carjacking. With the thieves making off with an estimated $45,000 circumcision-themed emergency response supercar. Again, circumcision ambulance. An ambulance for circumcision. Circumcision ambulance.
God, you don't
the vehicle was a private ambulance used by a home circumcision service.
Or bigger.
The vehicle is a private ambulance used by a home circumcision service.
It must be Jewish.
No.
No?
The driver was too shaken up by the carjacking to speak, but a friend told the Standard he believes they were waiting for him. They pounced on him and they ripped his keys off his belt and also stole his watch for driving off with the car.
And gave him a circumcision.
So now I'm thinking basically the same thing as you hear, mainly. Yo, what is a circumcision ambulance? Who needs it? Who needs to irreparably alter the end of his penis so desperately that an ambulance, and this is an Audi TT, this thing can move, has to race through traffic to show up at the front door of the parents' house for an ASAP snip. Hello, 911. Yes, my husband is having a heart attack. Convulsing on the floor in agony. Shock turning him blue. Can you send someone immediately to cut the tip of his penis skin off? Hi, 911 emergency. I'm stuck in a tree and I was hoping a medical professional could come cut less than 20% or so of my penis away. Emergency services, please. Thank you. Hi, emergency. Help, the tip of my dick needs severing or I will die. I mean, the police are on the case anyway. People are sharing this photo of the ambulance on social media because it shows that's just how justice works. But you've almost got to feel for the thieves, don't you? I mean, yes, they pounced on an innocent medical worker and stole his livelihood and his watch and left him so shaken up he couldn't speak. But you really can't move a TT that says emergency response on it, can you? Quite hard to avoid the police in London traffic when you are in an extremely cognito ambulance with overwhelming vibe of dick chopping about it. Hello, sirs. It's me, the police. Can you tell me about this, how you got this Audi TT that says ambulance on it? Please, can you explain to me why you have a trunk full of foreskins and where you're taking them? I just like to imagine the thieves waking up this morning and going to their lockup under an arch in Britain. We stole something last night, didn't we? They were high on those party drugs we talked so much about. They don't remember. And then they pulled the tarpaulin off the whoop. There's a bagged up Audi TT, $45,000 immovable vehicle with an icebox full of dick tips and a load of extremely sinister tiny knives in the glove box. Ah, they're saying, shit, sometimes crime doesn't pay, is the moral of the story here. The moral of the story is do not steal an ambulance that is primarily designed for detipping the end off of a penis. Happy ending. They just found the ambulance in a pub car park in Newham.
So it's an Audi double T. Yeah. It's almost like a... not a sports car, but it is a sports car. It looks like it.
So basically, this is a doctor that does circumcisions in your home.
Why? That's the point.
Well, I'm assuming that most people in Great Britain are uncut because I don't think they practice the art of mutilation there like mm-hmm. we do here in the Americas.
Yeah.
Or the colonies.
But okay, so let's talk about adult circumcision. I would imagine these are people who would. Okay, I know someone who had a penis problem. Don't be old. He was uncut, but then it came to a point that when he gets hard, the head won't go out, so it becomes painful. Mm-hmm. Getting hard for them is painful because the opening, you know, the foreskin won't stretch out enough to get their head out, and it's really really tight. So
like
he was
stuck in a turtleneck and not being able to put it on.
Yeah, that's right. It's like Steve Jobs couldn't, trying to wear his turtleneck but couldn't get through.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Okay, so what he did was to have a circumcision, and obviously now this was about 5-6 years ago, I think. So he was in his 40s when he had a circumcision. So,
well, it happens. I mean, I dated someone that right before we started dating, they just got done with their circumcision.
Was it nicely done?
I mean, it looked nice, and I asked why, and there's like, I just got tired of having foreskin. He said I had a lot of foreskin, and I just got tired of it, and I wanted it cut off. I wanted a nice, clean cut penis.
So he's now a 3-incher. It's 7 inches, but it's all foreskin.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't see it before the foreskin was removed. He's got it in a jar sitting in his room.
What? Oh, that's gross. He kept his foreskin?
Yes.
You can legally do that, right?
I guess so. He did. So, but the other reason I could see if for somebody need to amulet, I guess this was a thing for a doc. Maybe someone finds you're Jewish, and you know, after you find out you're Jewish, you have so many hours to go get a circumcision if you're uncircumcised and do all this ritual stuff. But I think most. Well, maybe it's not done by the rabbi anymore. Maybe the rabbi stopped doing that.
I think it's a rabbi has to do it.
I think so too.
But don't you think they suck it off first? Remember, there's the stories that they suck the dick off. To clean the.
I don't know how much is done that how it's done anymore in the modern day. I'm sure mostly it's done to medical professionals to keep malpractice and stuff down. So
no, well,
but I would assume that in a country with a lot of men that are uncut, there's people that have issues that, like your friend did, that yeah. they might go and.
I should ask him what happened to his dick. I'm just intrigued. I don't know. Hey, what happened? Did your head come out already?
I love my computer. It just shut down for no reason.
Oh, it's updating. It's performing an update.
I didn't say for it to update.
Maybe it's running out of power.
No, it's got plenty of battery.
Because it's running Windows 7, isn't it?
You're on a Windows machine?
Yeah, but it's a Windows 10 machine. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna need another tablet for you or something?
No,
just turn it on.
Just do it all.
Anyway, okay, so that's our story. What do you guys think of this circumcision ambulance? It's kind of intriguing, huh? Who would have thought that there's gonna be an ambulance for?
Sounds like a doctor there or somebody that's trying to make some money, and they wanted to avoid paying taxes by putting ambulance on their car. So they don't have to pay taxes, or they get some kind of tax break or something. Like when people use their cars for work here, they get a tax break. They advertise on it. That sounds like something like that.
Yeah, in the U.S., yeah, you can do that. You can not a discount, but actually you can write it off.
Write it off.
You can write off your business, your car expenses, or whatever, if you're advertising your company in your car. Like even a big sticker, big magnetic sticker, a magnetic thing with your logo on it, something like that, that'll do. Or if you actually paint or put a sticker at the back, which advertises your, welcome to Windows. Okay, so I guess we're going to wait for you to log in.
No, we're going to show.
So what are your plans this week, Ray?
Nothing.
You have plans on Sunday, definitely.
That's not anything to talk about on the show.
Oh, nothing? No. Oh, okay. I thought you have something. Well, I'm going to a party this coming Sunday, so. I don't know, not to be sorry, but it's more like, it's going to be weird for me because I don't usually hang out with straight people. Not that I don't like hang out with straight people, it's just that I rarely hang out with straight people. I always hang out with gay, straight to the next dick.
Right. I'm still straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So I guess that's it. This week, what are we planning? It's just a couple of more days. Have you done all your shopping? Right. Oh, there's someone gifts over there. Yay!
Yeah. I went to the Dollar General today and finished up.
Oh, that's right. I went to Dollar General so I could buy your gifts for Christmas.
Right. I was all dressed up and everything.
Yes, we were. Actually, we were dressed up. So we're all dressed up, you know, wearing work drag, and we went to the dollar store. And it's just funny because, you know, all these dressed up guys. How do you say it again? It's good that you don't dress up at the dollar store.
The article in the paper was, I prefer going to the Dollar General. I don't feel like I have to get all dressed up like I do when I go to Walmart.
There you go. That's what happens. Uh-huh. But this time we were dressed up to go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
It'll work. It'll work.
Pho and the dollar store. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
Because yeah, Maynard keeps drinking all my vodka.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you about... Yeah, I did tell you about in the car, going inside Specs. I always have this... I always have this weird feeling whenever going inside Specs. Specs is a liquor store, a large liquor store here in Texas. There's lots of branches of Specs, and there's one here in the suburbs of Houston. And it's pretty, you know, whenever I go there, it's just like a kid in a candy store, because you can buy anything you want, any kind of vodka or any kind of gin. And you get Texas gin. Oh, no, sorry. Texas vodka, like what Ray got. So it's always good to have Texas gin. No, Texas vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just an updating. Oh, my God. It's
doing some weird shit. Mm-hmm. That's most window machines do. And it restarted. That's the sad thing.
Is it restarting again? Well, I don't know. I don't have to say it. Well, I am reusing a Windows machine too, so I can't say anything about that. I cannot say anything bad about that. Anyway, so shall we close the show, Ray?
Sure.
Okay, so thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call us and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voice message when we will play it on the show.
Yes. Well, listen to your voice matches. And and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Ah, yes, a mouse. 6 inches. 6 inches from your mouth, right? Okay, your dildo story is not here anymore. They took it out.
What?
Darn, this item is no longer available.
What?
The dildo lightsaber.
The what?
What are you running? Are you running Windows 7?
Yes. It's just this computer's real slow.
How old is the computer?
2-3 years, but it's a Core i5.
Yeah, mine's a Core i5 too. Oh, because you don't have an SSD.
So you're saying my computer has an STD now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it does. Sexually transmitted drive. Are you connected still? Yet?
Yeah, still connecting.
Oh, I'm going to Facebook for a while waiting for your Wi-Fi. It's cowlick. Mm-hmm. I'm learning. It looks like a cowlick. It's not a cowlick.